Brothers, Bones, and Promises. Bible Thought. But God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, New International Version. Joseph is an old man. He has been at every station in life more than once, and has lived to bounce his great-great-grandchildren on his knees. It's time to talk about a future he will not live to see. So he calls those most precious to him and says many things, but two are most striking. Joseph recalls the promise of God, Genesis 50:24. He exacts a promise from those around him, Genesis 50:25. It is no coincidence that the book of Genesis ends with a retelling of God's precious promise, God's loyalty. It is, after all, a book all about a God who loves with a steadfast love, a covenant love. Equally, it is no surprise that a promise is exacted of those who surround Joseph, for they are the people of the book, the people of the promise. Even as God's will, as God will keep his oath to them, they will participate as oath keepers, looking forward to his promised delivery. We live alongside our brothers who close the book of Genesis. We, like them, dwell between the promises of God, looking forward to the day when he will come to our aid and carry our bones from this place. Let us pray together. To the covenant, loyal God, we give thanks today for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.